Welcome to the latest episode of We're Shining the Light podcast. Today is a special episode where we will all be contributing our desert island anthems. And first up, discussing there what they would bring as their three songs, book and a luxury item, we have Dorothy. Hi, Dorothy. What's your three favourite songs of all time?
Right, really hard to choose, but I've come up with It's a Kind of Magic, Queen, Brown Eyed Girl, Van Morrison, Tiny Dancer, Elton John.
Fantastic. So all brilliant, brilliant songs. And I've got to say, I think Tiny Dancer would probably make it onto my list too, one of my all-time greatest songs. But what memories did they make you think of, or what made you choose them?
Well, the first one, It's Kind of Magic. Can you remember Stars in Your Eyes on TV when you walk through the smoke? Yeah. And I remember watching it one Saturday, and this guy who was very ordinary said, "Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Freddie Mercury." And I couldn't believe that he was going to transform to Freddie Mercury, and he came on, and that's the song he sang. And my husband and I went to see him three times in concert. He was amazing. And that always brings back lovely memories.
Well, that brings back beautiful memories, doesn't it? So yeah. Saturday night spending watching that programme is something that I definitely did. And
great.
I fancied myself going on it as well, actually.
Right, now the next one, Brown Eyed Girl, Van Morrison. My husband hated to dance, but I really liked to dance. So that was one where if that came on, he could not refuse to get up to dance. So that's why I choose that one. And then Tiny Dancer, I just really like it. Do I need an excuse? Don't think so. No, that was why I chose Tiny Dancer. Loved the way it was in the movie Rocket Man. I loved the way they introduced it. It was great.
Yeah, I don't think you need an excuse for that one. It's a fantastic track. And your book and luxury item, what are you going to be bringing with you to our desert island?
Well, on the desert island, you'll get the true dark skies. And if you've ever been in a really dark place, the sky is an area of outstanding natural beauty, which we don't see when we live in cities. So I would like an easy illustrated book, like a children's book of outer space, so that I can learn as much as possible while I'm there, exercise my brain. And then the luxury item, I would like some really good quality moisturizer, because with all that sun, I don't want to come out off the island looking like a dried up prune. So I would like masses and masses and masses of moisturizer, which I will use all over. Every bit that's exposed.
Brilliant. Those are fantastic choices. What a great thing to do to be able to explore the skies. I've got to say that I'm very ignorant as to what's above us. So it would be a great, fantastic choice that. And yeah, you've got to look great when you're rescued, right?
Off from the desert. Indeed. Indeed.
Fantastic. Indeed. What do you think, Peter? Do you like those choices from Dorothy? I've got some new ones to tell us.
I think they're very good choices. And yeah, I agree with all of them. They all sound wonderful. Yeah.
What have you got for us, your three top songs?
Well, I found it very hard because I love all sorts of music, but I'd have to choose The Beatles and She Loves You, because that was the first record that turned me on to pop music. And I remember going to the Play Yard and everybody singing She Loves You, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that just turned my head round to music. And ever since then, I was mad on music. And then my second one is the Painted Black by the Rolling Stones. I would say my favourite band. I've seen the Stones about 15 times. And the first time I saw them was 1971 at Newcastle City Hall. And they were fantastic. And I love Painted Black. And I'm getting very emotional in my old age. And every time I play Painted Black, I just break down into tears, and I'm just a sea of tears when the paper hit it. So I love that. And finally, Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan. I love Dylan, I've seen him many times, and it brings back memories of, I went to see him at Earl's Court in 1978, And it was personal application for tickets. There was no ticket box or anything like that in those days. You had a queue, and the nearest box office was Leeds. So I went to Leeds, and I slept the night in the head row in Leeds to get tickets for Bob Dylan, and which for my wife and I, which we did. And we went to Ascot, and it was fantastic. And he was always finished with like a Rolling Stone. So that's
amazing, amazing choices. I mean, they're timeless, really, aren't they? Because I think they're three artists that span the generations. I think you'd be hard-pushed not to find people that say they didn't like a Beatles track, a Rolling Stones track, or Bob Dylan. And certainly me, and there'd be three top artists in mine, that's for sure. What do you think of the Beatles re-entering the charts?
I think it's very interesting, but it's okay. But it sounds more like a John Lennon song, to be honest, than a Beatles song. But it's okay. That reminds me, I ordered on vinyl. It hasn't arrived yet, so I must chase that up.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're right. It does sound more like a John Lennon track, which is, to be honest, there's nothing wrong with that in my eyes. He's my favourite.
No, I agree.
I think you could probably have your own podcast. I could talk to you about music all day, I think.
I'm talking about
Peter. Yeah, it's very, very something that we need to think about, really. Maybe for the We're Shining Light team, that you can have your own music podcast. That would be a great addition to what you do.
Well, I'll talk forever about it, particularly about concerts I've been to. I've been to about 2,000 concerts since 1969, and I've seen just about every band. Ranging from the Stones, ABBA, The Who, Bob Dylan, T-Rex, and Stone Roses. I've seen Madonna. I'm going to see next week. I'm going to see Taylor Swift next year, who I don't know anything by, but Madonna wanted to go. So I go to all sorts of music. I love music.
I love that it's such an eclectic mix as well. So, okay, to go with that three top tracks, what book and luxury item are you bringing with you?
Well, I have to take a Beano oil because I can't read proper grown-up books. I'm still a kid, and I collect Beano oils. I've got them going right back to the 40s upstairs. And I still buy the Beano, the Danny, Ruben and Doctor Who annual every year. And I'd have a quick look, and then I put them upstairs in the collection. I'm a hoarder, so I buy things. I don't always read them. I just like to have them. It gives me comfort to buy them. I get a buzz off buying them. And then they go upstairs in a big room, my second bedroom. I've got two bedrooms crammed with books and records, and I just keep buying.
I mean, being surrounded by books and records sounds like quite a nice place to be. So that sounds good to me. And your luxury item?
Has to be a bottle of Jack Daniels or a can of Guinness. But I think I'll go for Jack Daniels because that lasts me longer than a can of Guinness.
And then you can send a message home to it in the bottle.
I can send a message to send me some more Jack Daniels and a few more records.
Well, that sounds like a fantastic idea.
That's a good plan.
Can you follow that, Kathy? What do you think? What are your three top books, top tracks that you'd be taking with you?
Well, I'm not really into music, but I like easy listening. So country and western, none in particular. And I like three tenors. But I do like Paradise, it's George Ezra, and it's usually the tune when I do a spinning class, and it really accelerates you. I love that one.
Fantastic. So it must have been harder for you then, being less of a music fan, but I think you are a bit of a bookworm. Was that harder for you to pick one book?
Yes, well, the book I would choose is an Encyclopedia Britannica, because if we're going to be there a long time, I've got to find something to read and keep me interested, and we could have quizzes as well, I suppose. If it is a group of us, we could keep us going. And the luxury item would be a pair of sunglasses, because it should be sunny on a desert island.
Desert island, you'd hope so, wouldn't you? Yes, sunglasses would be a great addition. So keeping our fingers crossed for that nice weather whilst we're there. So fantastic. Julia, what about you? Which three songs are you bringing with you?
Hello. My first song would be the Beatles, All You Need Is Love. Like most people, I suppose, especially of my era, a huge Beatles fan. But I think this one, for me, marks the transition of, or rather, how the Beatles developed from what people thought to be, you know, a young, bright, you know, pop band, which they were, fantastic. But then how they developed over the years was amazing. And I think All You Need Is Love is a wonderful song, wonderful melody, but it's also got these, the Beatles were very good at these lyrics that were at the same time nonsense and sensible, you know, with the message. So I love that particular track. A second one, again, of a similar era would be the Beach Boys, who also, again, initially appeared to be just a pop, what we would call a boy band now, you know, but extremely clever, you know, the Wilson brothers, and God only knows. I watched a sort of biopic about Brian Wilson, and the section that showed you the making of God Only Knows just showed you what a genius he is. I saw him a few years ago. And I think it was Paul McCartney who had said it was the best pop song ever written. And I think I might agree with him on that. And finally, I'd like Bach's Brandenburg Concerto number 3, bit of variety. And I just find it's wonderfully uplifting, lively piece. So I love all three of those.
Oh, fantastic. That was a curveball one at the end. I wasn't expecting after the Beatles and the Beach Boys, but that's great to have a nice mix, isn't it?
It is. And I think it helped me that the fact that I wasn't prepared for this, so it was purely spontaneous. So I possibly got better answers, really, you know, for me, anyway.
I think we could all change, couldn't we? Probably if we thought about it much longer, then we could keep changing it every week, or I know I certainly could. But here's a little top tip for you, because of the two songs that you previously mentioned, the Beatles and the Beach Boys, both of those songs, and it is coming up to Christmas time, both of those songs are actually in the film Love Actually. So fantastic soundtrack to Love Actually. So one that you could be watching over the Christmas period to reminisce for your top songs there, Julia.
Yeah.
And your book and luxury item?
Right, my book, Animal Farm. I love the book. I like George Orwell. And I think it's just so clever, such a wonderful allegory, and all of human nature's there. But another angle to this is I used to teach English, and I taught this to a top class who were fantastic pupils, 16-year-olds. And we did, as part of their GCSE assignment, had to do speaking and listening exercise. And the kids were so motivated that you just let them get on with it. So I'm not taking any credit for this. And there was a group of particular lads who they had to create a political campaign, you know, for some of the main characters, Snowball, Napoleon, whatever. And it just so happens that a GCSE examiner wanted to come in, and they were really judging us, the teachers, but picked my class, and these lads performed, and this examiner said it was blown away, and he said he'd never seen anything like it, you know. So I think he was giving me credit, but as I say, it was the kids. They did it all themselves. Amazing. It was when OHPs were king at the time, you know, and they'd made these slides out for this, and they had a slogan. One of them was Snowball No Balls, you know, which I thought was very witty, and they got away with. So that brings back really good memories. But at a personal level, I think it would be a very good one to read to remind you about human nature. And my luxury item would be some hair straighteners. I wouldn't be able to get my hair cut on a desert island, and I have naturally curly wild hair, which is awful if I don't straighten it. So when I look at pictures of myself pre-straighteners days, I look a different person. So as you know, solar power. I've got solar power at home, so some solar power on that island would really be ideal for my straighteners.
Fantastic. Oh, well, that sounds great. And it sounds, with those luxury items, it sounds like yourself, Kathy and Dorothy should get together to have hair straighteners, sunglasses and body moisturiser. And you're all going to look fantastic coming off this desert island. Absolutely. And just a little side note for those who were born after the year 2000, OHP means overhead projector, because people no longer probably use those in schools exactly. anymore. So, well, I'll just have a little side note for those who don't understand what that is. But I remember having lots of fun with them when I was at school. Bill, what, you are a travelling man. What are you taking to our desert island for your island anthems?
Roy Orbison, In Dreams. Spent most of my life in dreams. That's the problem with being on ships in a control room on your own for 4 hours. You end up dreaming. And I think In Dreams was a fantastic, fantastic Roy Orbison song. And the words are really something else. Unchained Melody. Musically, for me, and emotionally, fabulous. I just love, and the Righteous Brothers version of it is wonderful. I remember putting it on the jukebox in Japan for about, I forget how much money I had in my hand, but I just put a lot in and just selected. Because the girls kept in the bar, kept putting "Honey, Honey, I Miss You." Have you heard that one?
Yeah.
They kept putting that one on, and I hated it. So I just flooded it with Unchained Melody. And what was the other one? Oh yeah, anything by Rusty Springboard. Fabulous. I watched her on BBC Two. Not last weekend, the weekend before. Oh, and I couldn't go to bed until she actually finished. And they had about 5 programmes on. I thought she was wonderful. Amazing. She could have borrowed me if she'd really tried.
And what are you taking to read, Bill, in your luxury item?
Well, I've read all kinds of things. And I like action. And I like something to think about. And my favourite author was Alistair MacLean when I was at sea, because I could read a chapter and a chapter and a chapter, and I wanted to go back to the book, but I could actually put the book down, because when you're doing watches, you've got to get your sleep. You can't just finish your book off. And I could read any of his books again. And I think that's wonderful when you can go back to a book and be entertained, transport you to another place, and to bring you into that place. It was, I thought, wonderful author.
That's a sign of a great author, isn't it? To be able to go back to the books and like you say, transporting you somewhere else. And as you said, with your first song, you like to dream. So that's what books do for you, isn't it? It transports you somewhere else to be able to dream, to be in those scenarios. So fantastic. And what about your luxury item, Bill?
Well, I like my riser recliner.
Oh, that would be a great place to be able to read your books and listen to your tracks, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Fantastic choice. And bringing it home for us then, Jackie, what is going to be your top tracks that you'll be taking to this desert island?
Well, I've chose the Stone Roses Waterfall because it reminds me of when I lived in Manchester, and when I moved to Sunderland, it was my husband's favourite song. And I've got the words on the wall that I bought in 1 year for an anniversary. So that's why I love that one. It was a song that we loved together. Simon and Garfunkel, Sound of Silence. The reason why I like that is because I recently read somewhere that was actually about a guy that was deaf and he was at college with Simon or Garfunkel, I don't know which one, and he supported him through college because he couldn't get on with it on his own. So it really stuck with me, and that's why I really like that. I did have another one, but I've changed my mind. Because while I was listening to All Use, my mind was going, oh. So Richard Ashcroft's Song for the Lovers is another favourite one. And when I got married, this was our first song, because I wanted something really sentimental and, you know, romantic, and my husband wouldn't dance, so he said, I'm not dancing to anything unless you pick one that I like as well. So that was the song that we both liked together. The book that I would, I read it in 2022 and I've read it again since, and it's called The Frequency of Us by Keith Stewart. It's a really good book. It deals with issues around mental health, dementia, and but it's about a man who's retired, and they're saying that he's got dementia because he keeps on talking about his wife. But there's a real twist in it. So if you've not read that book, please read it, because it's a really good book to read. And my luxury item would take my dog, Archie, because he's my baby, and I would take him with me because he sleeps with me every night. I'd like to take Patch as well, but he's my grand dog. But I can only have one, so it'd have to be Archer. So I'm sorry, Patch. He growled at me before when I said that. So, yeah. Yeah, I've enjoyed doing that. Really,
fantastic. Nice to hear that there's some Manchester sounds in there as well, Jackie. That's your roots, but you've obviously transported them over to Sunderland, so that's good to hear. Listening to all those different tracks has made me just want to go and put a Spotify playlist on now and listen to them all, because it's fantastic choices there. Collectively, if you were all marooned on this island together, you would have a fantastic soundtrack, a nice mix of books to read, and some fantastic luxury items to share. If Bill's willing to share his recliner, there's a nice spot there to be able to read books. Thank you all for taking part in that, and we will see you next time for the podcast episode of We're Shining the Light.
Find out more about the We Are Shining a Light news team, a project of Sunderland City Council, and Talking About My Generation by heading to the council website or finding us on Facebook.